So Hare Krishna. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the next great festival, Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. So we wanted to start this program with a little tape recording or a recorded lecture from Srila Prabhupada's many talks which he gave, many lectures which he gave, just so that you can understand a little bit about his spirit, which he has inside of him. I will play this part twice for you. First now, I think Gaurahari is ready, and then at the end of the lecture, so that we can understand him a little bit. In this lecture, Prabhupada had explained the material nature is ready to give you anything that you could desire as a living entity. And if you desire to be with Krishna, that is also possible to be given to you. So you can become a scientist, you become a famous podcaster, you can become a husband or a wife or family man. You can have everything in this material nature, but if the soul wakes up and desires to be with Krishna, that is also given. But it needs information, Prabhupada says. The Krishna consciousness movement gives correct information on how to go back to Godhead. Yes. So we will hear now Prabhupada's voice. And
this is called Maya Mohito. Maya Mohito Jivere Sara Krishna Rahi Gyan Adare Krishna Purila Veda Pura. That is stated in Chaitanya. We are so much engrossed by the influence of Maya that we are trying to do so many things, but our only business is how to forget Krishna. Our real business is how we can kill Krishna, there is no God, how we can forget Krishna, and we are very busy in finding out petroleum energy. This is our view. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anadi Mohimogdi, Sada Krishna Nahi. We are so much foolish, influenced by the illusory energy, that by automatically we cannot understand Krishna. We are being influenced. Therefore, this propaganda is required. Not that automatically then we come to Krishna consciousness. There is need of spreading. Unless, if you want to save, if you are actually benevolent to your countrymen, to your society, to the human society, you must please this Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, you are going away, you are carried by the influence of Maya. That is. Therefore, the most welfare activity, most valuable welfare activity is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Otherwise, they are being carried away by Maya. Anadi Bohimo Jivir Sadhaka Hare Krishna Purila Veda Pura.
Let us just summarize. Srila Prabhupada says this world can give us everything, but we are so much covered by the external influence of Maya. She constantly keeps us under her watch, so to say. that automatically on our own we will not come to Krishna consciousness because of this influence. Therefore he says there is a need to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. He says if you want to save, if you are actually benevolent to your countrymen, to your society, to the human society, you must preach this Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, they are going away. They are carried away by the influence of Maya. Therefore, the most valuable welfare activity is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And he repeats, otherwise, they are being carried away by Maya. If we wish to glorify Srila Prabhupada on this sacred appearance day, I think one of the aspects of his glorification, of a proper glorification, is that he came, he was the first one in our modern society who openly said, you're being washed away by the influence of Maya and you forget Krishna, so therefore you must cultivate your Krishna consciousness. We have chosen today a verse, it's very well known verse, in which we can hear who is the greatest welfare, well-wisher of human society. This verse was originally spoken by the gopis when they were separated from Krishna, and they sang in the Gopi Gita about this subject, who is the greatest welfare act. It has a very interesting history, this verse. The history is in later times that once there was this king, Prataparudra, and he wanted to see Lord Chaitanya desperately. However, at that time, sannyasis were forbidden to see people who were kings, who were very rich, and also ladies. They could not meet them. So although King Prataparudra was so desperate that he said, if Lord Chaitanya doesn't see me, I will stop being king and become a beggar. Although he threatened to resign his post, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not break the rules of his sannyas ashram. He would not see him. However, the devotees of Lord Chaitanya made a merciful arrangement. On the Ratha Yatra day, when Lord Chaitanya had chanted and danced before the cart of Lord Jagannath, he would customarily go in one garden. I believe it was the Jagannath Vallabha garden. He would rest for some time because he had chanted and danced the entire stretch of the time. So the devotee said, during this time, my dear king, you should approach him, dress in very simple cloth so that externally you will not be visible as a king, very poor cloth, and come and offer him the service of massage. And during that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the heightened state of ecstasy, left the procession. The procession did also make a pause. It stood at this one place and went into the garden and found a shady place and just retired. And at that time, when he was so much in ecstasy that his external consciousness was marred, it was blurred, it was not working, Prataparudra came and he chanted this one verse. It's the verse from the Gopi Gita. It describes again the most, the greatest welfare person. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this verse, he jumped up and he embraced Prataparudra, not seeing externally, and internally he knew, but not seeing that he was the king, and said, "You are the greatest welfare worker." So let us just chant this verse. Gaur Krishna can accompany us with a harmonium. Is it E or what? E is good. No, I have to go down. No, sorry. Tavakadam ritam tapta jivanam kaviveditam kalma shapaham. Everybody, tavakadam ritam. Conditioned souls in this world, we have been also lost in a samsara, the cycle of birth and death. It's like a big jungle, if you so want. And also we feel we need Krishna. And this verse describes those who are giving us information about Krishna. Here's the translation. The nectar of your words, Krishna, and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one sinful reaction and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. Srila Prabhupada's greatness is in one way prophesied here by the gopis and also by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was so happy with King Prataparudra when he described this verse or sang this verse. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed this idea that, oh yes, you are those who are preaching about Krishna are giving life to us. And there is a reason. It says that these hearing about Krishna will help us to become free from our karmic reaction, our iron shackles, so to say, which hold us bound in the prison of material existence. And they are giving us the good fortune of remembering, yes, 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 I'm a Krishna Das. So therefore, those who spread this medicine of Krishna Katha in this dark material world, they help the souls to become free from karma, and they awaken the souls to their eternal good fortune, that they are, and you are Krishna Dasas. And therefore, those who spread the message of Godhead are the most magnificent. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this verse, he jumped up and shouted, Buddhida, Buddhida. It means you are the most munificent, means you are greatest, because you give the nectar of Krishna Katha, which wakes one up. You must know the demigods daily drink nectar. But they also have to die. Only Krishna Katha, hearing about Krishna, awakens us to our eternal life of bliss and knowledge in Krishna's association. Tapta Jivanam, Krishna Katha gives lives to those who are pained and miserable or burned by sinful reaction. The Bhagavatam says this scripture is tapatrayon mulanam. It uproots the threefold miseries. Have you not heard in your life, when you came in contact with Krishna consciousness, perhaps you met a devotee who gave you a book, or you somehow got the address of the temple, and you felt in your heart to go there. And then you heard Krishna, about Krishna and about Krishna consciousness. Don't you remember how you got new life? I think you all have come after hearing about Krishna and joined the Krishna consciousness movement. Do you remember how you felt at that moment? You felt you were given a new life, no? Ramba is smiling because she remembers that time where she, yes, all devotees are like this. I'm so fortunate that I have this service of preaching, and I have seen many of you when you were just coming to the temple and you were somehow coming to my room where I was answering your questions and so on. And I knew how you felt when you became convinced. I still see before my inner eyes Radha Kripa, who gave me a present with a Jagannath picture in it. She was so inspired. Her feet, her shoes had high soles like this. I still remember to this time, but she didn't need the high soles. She was floating across the ground with happiness, without high soles. I remember, I marked this. I looked and I was, oh, yes, yes. So we all have had this experience that perhaps due to various circumstances in our life, so we met devotees and then we got this jivanam, this new life, although we were tapta, we were burned by the threefold miseries. So someone who goes over a battlefield where wounded soldiers cry in agony, preparing for their painful death, and who goes there and gives life-saving medicine, wouldn't you describe him as the greatest friend of everyone? So Srila Prabhupada is such a person who gives them medicine of Krishna consciousness. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are glorified with that Goswami Yastakam. And there's one line which I want to sing for you. Papota panini krita tanupritam govindaganamritam. Papota panikrintano tanupritam govindaganamritai. These six Goswamis delivered all the conditioned souls from the reactions of their sinful activities by pouring upon them transcendental songs about Govinda. No? You cannot approach Krishna as long as you are suffering so much with the reactions of your sinful life. If these reactions are very strong, they just hold you back like iron shackles in the world of birth and death. So first these shackles, these iron shackles, need to be cut, and that is happening by talks about Krishna, the Hare Krishna mantra, the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna says this, yesham tvantagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva mohani mukta bhajante mangdrita vrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion. and they engage themselves in my service with determination. So only when we are free from sinful actions and reactions can we take to devotional service with firm determination. I would like to ask now Gokrishna to do a little morning run. I forgot a book. You know, the place of sandalwood and roses on the night table where the lamp is, that is left to the bed, from Govinda Dasi. I want to read you something about how devotees feel when they get this jivanam, this life again, that saves them from their sinful actions and reactions and cuts the chain. Prabhupada's mercy is in that way unprecedented. There is no comparison to this help which he gave us, to this. He saved us really from death. In the prayers to the spiritual masters, we always sing in the first line, Sansaradama Nadali Daloka Tanaya Karuna Tanaganatvam Bhaktasya Kayana Kunana Vasya Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravindam. The spiritual master, this is the translation, is receiving benediction, this empowerment, from the ocean of mercy. And an example is given. Just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it, so the spiritual master delivers the materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. This is what you find no philosopher doing in this world. You find no podcaster, unless he is a Krishna conscious or a conscious podcaster, giving this medicine. It's really, this medicine is given by the by Srila Prabhupada, and he comes in this line of the six Goswamis and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's also given by his predecessor. I would like to give you a little taste of how a devotee felt who came in contact with this message, and you will I'm taking this from a very nice book by one of my god sisters. She was in the early days with Srila Prabhupada and recently wrote this book, A Place of Sandalwood and Roses. And she describes, her name was Bonnie, and she went into a head shop. Head shop was where hippies could buy their hippie dress and their shilums to smoke hashish, and it was like a Rossmann for the hippies, you know, so the hair shop. So there she picked up a magazine and began to read, And there was one little paragraph about someone who had seen Prabhupada walking down the streets of New York and standing there in a street corner. And this description is almost photographic. When you hear it, you see Prabhupada before you. I glimpse the aura of saintliness. He strolls, that means wanders about, he strolls almost jauntily down the sidewalk. An old saint whom age has never touched. Nice, no? An old saint whom age has never touched. Aloof from the bustle about him, he walks proudly, independently. His hand in a prayer bag. He wears the saffron robes of a sannyasi. His face is effulgent and golden. On his feet are quaint pointed toed white shoes. You know, these are the plastic shoes from India. looking like a genie popped out from Aladdin's lamp. His smile is moonlight in the early morning smoke. A smile that flashes brightly. His large brown eyes sparkle. His golden complexion seems radiant against the saffron robes. And his presence evokes memories of quiet ashrams nestled near the Himalayas, cowbells, temple bells, and holy rivers. This was someone who had this perception, which some of us also have. When I heard Prabhupada's voice, I immediately saw the Ganga River in my mind. I saw temples, I saw ashrams. It's called an intuitive vision. I think some of you have that also. Now, when she was reading, this girl, Bonnie, was reading this, something astonishing happens. This is how she describes it. Mystic realms descend, worlds of memories whirl before me, whispers from the past. A vision of the Swami fills my mind. My entire being is emanating his divine peace and love. Golden light floods her mind and the heart most powerfully than any meditation trance she has ever experienced. She is overwhelmed. For that split second, the doors of perception fly open and she knows. She sees everything, even beyond the oneness. He is there, calling her, shining effulgent, calling her to him. The experience is too intense to maintain, and tears gush from her eyes. She stands holding the magazine to her chest and begins to softly explain, "I have found him, I have found him, I have found him." There's no doubt in her mind. She has found her guru. His presence has drawn her to him. This is the experience of many who come in contact with Srila Prabhupada, even not with his physical form, but through his books. And they feel all of a sudden, "I have found," or "I am found." No? And again, this is the power, my dear devotees, of Krishna Katha that is invested in this powerful medicine with which Srila Prabhupada has given, the medicine of Krishna consciousness. On this sacred day of Srila Prabhupada's appearance, I would like to encourage you to again and again enter into Srila Prabhupada's powerful presence by hearing the messages which he gives through his books, through his lectures, also through devotees who talk to you. And when you hear this, you will find his true glory. You will find his real, let me say, his real glory, his real character. He is no one else than someone sent by Krishna, who has brought the medicine of Krishna Katha that has the power to awaken us. Srila Prabhupada has filled thousands of thousands of thousands of hours with talk about Krishna. He has written so many pages about Krishna, and he said, I will never die, I will always be in my books. No? This is an amazing example, no, of Govinda Dasi picking up a magazine, a hearing, and making her contact with Prabhupada beyond time, beyond space, beyond being there. So with this, I again want to request Gaura Hari to play that section where Prabhupada speaks in his own words how important he considers the message of Krishna consciousness. Please listen, this is your second chance. Listen now with this understanding from the lecture, perhaps.
Maya mohito jivere sada Krishna nahi gya odaye Krishna kuri labhi rupuna. That is stated in the Chaitanya. We are so much engrossed by the influence of Maya that we are trying to do so many things, but our only business is how to forget Krishna. Our real business is how we can kill Krishna, there is no God, how we can forget Krishna, and we are very busy in finding out petroleum energy. This is our business. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anadi Mohimukti, Sada Krishna Nagya. We are so much foolish, influenced by the illusory energy, that by automatically we cannot understand Krishna. Because we are influenced. Therefore, this propaganda is required. Not that automatically they will come to Krishna consciousness. There is need of spreading. Unless if you want to say, if you are actually benevolent to your countrymen, to your society, to the human society, you must please this Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, you are going away, that carried by the influence of us. That is. Therefore, the most bad welfare activity, most valuable welfare activity is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Otherwise, they are being carried away by Maya. Anadi bohimo jivi sata krishna. Abhaye krishna parila veda pura. Now we have to accept knowledge from Veda, Vedic knowledge. Not this rascal stuff. Rascal knowledge is that, yes, as soon as it comes to the imperfect mind, yes, we are trying. We are trying. But in this day.
Yeah, thank you. Could you understand how Prabhupada is saying we are carried away by Maya's influence, and unless there is the spreading of Krishna consciousness, we will never understand Krishna, but continue with our business to forget Krishna. No, and yes, so. For us, Srila Prabhupada is that person who came and gave us this medicine to wake up from Maya's terrible influence, which means an influence that puts us through repeated births and deaths. And to start with our genuine spiritual knowledge. So a spiritual life and go back to the kingdom of God, where we will associate with Krishna through loving devotional service. Now, when I think about this, you know, I had one very intimate association with Srila Prabhupada. It was when I was called to give him a massage. I very often talked about the details of this encounter, but I have not talked about what happened at the end of it. As I was massaging Prabhupada, he told me how to do it. He told me, do like this on the back, and he gave all the detailed instructions. So at the end of it, he must have read my mind, and therefore he put his lotus feet into my lap and allowed that his lotus feet would be massaged. And at the time when I was doing this, going from his heel, it was very soft. His feet was very soft, I remember, and I was applying the pressure which he wanted, you know, like this. Something happened in the room that is very difficult to describe in any words, but I will try. I will not use my own words, but it is something which all of us who were having contact with Prabhupada felt. And here is one description from this God sister. She said, mystic realms descended. Golden light floods her mind and heart more powerfully than any meditation trance she has ever experienced. She's overwhelmed. And for a split second, the doors of perception that were closed before open, and for a short time one can see the eternal spiritual reality. This many of us have encountered or seen in even a slight contact with Srila Prabhupada. You find this many Prabhupada disciples who sit down to write down their memories. They will describe it. I've also, the first time when I saw Prabhupada, I saw just light around him, like it's described in spiritual literature, this halo, or Heiligenschein in German language. So yeah, this is the power, the spiritual power, which is required to awaken a soul from his sinful actions and reactions and give him access to the world of Krishna. And for this, we cannot thank Srila Prabhupada enough. And therefore, he is Burida Janaha, the most munificent welfare worker. Good. You know, when you are asked to glorify Srila Prabhupada, you really feel when you get up from the lecture, oh, there are 50,000 things which I should say. There's so many things that one feels very unsatisfied when one with what one has said. But for today, this is where I wanted to place my emphasis. I wanted to glorify Srila Prabhupada in the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and before him the gopis, as the one who gives life to those who are suffering in the pangs of material existence. My dear devotees, I really can request you, please make a thorough study of Prabhupada's books. You will not, your life will change. I especially recommend one Bhagavatam class where I am listening every week 2 times. It is given by a very nice devotee who I think is from his past life already in this. It's Gauranga Darshan, and it's really something special. He goes through every verse of the Bhagavatam and he highlights sections from Srila Prabhupada's purports, also from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and from let us say he sees Bhagavatam in one, he quotes many verses from the Bhagavatam and shows us how there are themes running through the Bhagavatam. As I have never heard anyone in our movement talking in a same eloquent way about the Bhagavatam, this is the Bhagavatam. There are many very good speakers in our movement, but this is just the Bhagavatam. And because it is so close at what Prabhupada says, it's my favorite listening at the moment. I like this most, and it's really intellectually stimulating, spiritually highly nourishing. It's not at all something flat and shallow. It's very deep, and you might like to see if you want. I know Nitya Kishori, she's the pujari here. She was the one who alerted me, who told me this is going on. You might like to look into this. So she knows the link, and Gokrishna also knows the link. I cannot help you with the technical things. Gokrishna also knows the link. Link, no? We say link. Yeah. Or if you don't, if you, for some reason, you want to read alone, that's also fine. But please, let this present of Srila Prabhupada not become forgotten. This life-giving messages. And really, my dear devotees, you can hear a lot of Krishna Katha. There are many, many books, and they are all very valuable. Very, very important. I don't want to diminish it. But this particular life-giving injection you can get when you come to the source, really. Therefore, please don't say, yes, we always hear this in every Hare Krishna, Hare Rama lecture. We should read Prabhupada's books, and then we never do it. Please check for yourself. After all, you now need not so much philosophy any longer. You are very, you have heard so much. Oof. What you need is an experience of Krishna consciousness so that your theoretical knowledge will turn into practical or your forced faith turns into natural faith, no? Where you are, yes, you've seen it all. You will say, I don't believe in Krishna. I know he's there. I know. It's not a question of belief. That we need now. Otherwise, we become dry or we become too much in the head. with the different theories and concepts, and we might get bewildered that different ideas and so on. Experience we need now. Good. Srila Prabhupada ki Shishi Gonitai ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.